Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In Israel today, we have a mix of sunshine and clouds. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing mild temperatures, making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Haifa, the weather is slightly cooler, with a breeze coming in from the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla just in, the Lebanese government is increasingly seen as a cover for Hezbollah. This development suggests an Iranian influence expanding quietly in Beirut. Also, from the Times of Israel earlier today, four individuals in London have pleaded guilty to setting fire to ambulances owned by a Jewish charity. This act of arson occurred at a synagogue and caused significant damage. Also this hour, Ynet reports that an IDF drone strike earlier today killed three terrorists in Jenin. Among them was a Hamas operative responsible for planning attacks. Separately, the Jerusalem Post warns of potential IDF budget cuts. A delay in defense funding could affect reserve and intelligence operations starting next month. And finally, JNS reports that Israel applauds Finland's decision to halt funding for UNRWA. The move follows allegations of incitement against Israel in UNRWA schools. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazeg, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries has condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker, mentioning him specifically during a CNN interview. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, shared his decision to expel Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza, located in Kiryat Gat. This follows Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli products from certain regions. Belaz News reports that the expulsion of Dutch diplomats in Israel comes after the Netherlands approved a law against trading products from beyond the Green Line. Dutch personnel must leave within a week. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Walla reports that Hezbollah's influence over the Lebanese government is growing, acting as a mechanism for Iran's quiet expansion in the region. This development complicates Western reliance on Beirut's official institutions, which might impact regional stability. Turning to the arson case in London, the Times of Israel details that the attack on the Jewish charity's ambulances caused significant financial loss and heightened concerns about the safety of Jewish communities in the UK. This incident is part of a troubling pattern of attacks. Meanwhile, the IDF drone strike in Jenin represents Israel's first airstrike in the West Bank in months. According to Ynet, the operation targeted a Hamas member involved in planning terrorist attacks, emphasizing Israel's ongoing security challenges in the region. The potential IDF budget cuts, reported by the Jerusalem Post, could delay critical defense preparations and impact U.S. arms agreements. This poses a risk to Israel's military readiness, particularly concerning threats from Iran. Finally, JNS highlights Israel's praise for Finland's decision to cease funding UNRWA. This action, as explained by Israeli officials, underscores ongoing concerns about UNRWA's role in inciting violence against Israel. The decision may influence other nations to reconsider their support. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that domestic tourism boosted Israel's hotel industry profits in the second quarter. This turnaround follows significant losses earlier in the year. Separately, Ynet Business raises concerns as thousands of Israeli industrial workers from the 1990s immigration wave approach retirement age. This shift prompts questions about the future workforce in the sector. And finally, CTEC reveals that Papaya Gaming has been directed to strengthen its debt settlement plan. The court's decision comes as the company faces substantial liabilities against limited cash reserves. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.